Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world trusts India, believes in India, and is ready to build the semiconductor future with India, inaugurating Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world. The Prime Minister remarked that while oil was once called black gold, chips are the new digital diamonds. The Prime Minister said $18 billion are being invested in 10 semiconductor projects approved since 2021. The Prime Minister said the day is not far when the world will say that designed in India, made in India, and trusted by the world. He also announced that the government will soon launch the next generation of reforms.
यहाँ दुनिया भर में semiconductor से जुड़े experts हैं. 40-50 से ज्यादा देशों का यहाँ representation है और भारत की innovation और youth power भी यहाँ नजर आ रही है. और ये जो combination बना है, उसका एक ही मैसेज है, द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट इंडिया, बिलीव्स इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Indian economy is consistent and the fastest growing economy in the world. In her address at the 120-year celebration of the City Union Bank at Chennai today, the President asserted that every citizen of India is financially empowered through various schemes of the government. She said that the banking sector is playing a pivotal role in the economic growth of the country and congratulated the finance minister for bringing citizen-centric schemes to bridge the rural-urban divide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sahakari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. All registered cluster-level federations of Jivika will become the members of the society. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated the acting Foreign Minister of Vietnam, Le Vai Trung, on the occasion of the 80th anniversary of Vietnam's National Day. In a social media post, the minister said the strategic partnership between India and Vietnam is growing steadily from strength to strength. Indian Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupender Yadav has stated that India has emerged as the fastest growing major economy and is also leading global efforts on climate action. Addressing the 20th Global Sustainability Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav emphasized charting a course towards a more sustainable world by embracing resilience, regeneration and responsibility. The minister further underlined three major initiatives: the Environment Audit Rules 2025, the Green Credit Program, and the National Critical Mineral Mission 2025, and highlighted their roles in India's climate action. Continuous rainfall has affected normal life in various parts of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, since late last night, different parts of Jammu have been witnessing continuous heavy rainfall, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls, and difficulties for daily commuters. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall for today across several districts of Jammu region. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji remains suspended for the 8th consecutive day today owing to persistent bad weather conditions in the Trikuta Hills. Monsoon rains have been continuing in Himachal Pradesh for the last 3 days, badly affecting normal life. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in 3 districts of the state, Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur, while an orange alert has been sounded for the remaining districts. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for moderate to heavy rainfall in New Delhi today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.